Morning. Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Let me just give you a little something this morning to feed on. Isaiah 41 and 10. I think that's where it is. It's fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you up with my righteousness, with my righteous right hand, which was traditionally the strongest hand. Father, we give you praise, glory, and we thank you for your promises. They are yes and amen. That we draw our strength from you and not from other sources, Father. Not from what people say, even those in the church, Father. That we go to you and listen to you, your words, your revelations through the Holy Spirit. Yes, Father, we thank you for men and women of God that you have set over us that have that wisdom, have that revelation, Father. But let us learn to draw from you, to seek out our soul salvation from you, Father. Now, Father, I submit myself as a vessel to you, Lord. Fill me up with you, Father. Let the Holy Spirit be my words. My thoughts be yours, Father. My words be yours, Father. And everything that goes forth from this house, that it be so in Jesus' name. God bless our hearts, enlarge our hearts, Father, that your word will take root and grow. And in the proper season, Father, it will reap harvest for us. We thank you, Lord, because that too is a promise. Father, give us wisdom and understanding as those that come in, Lord, need to see you. Let them see our love, our joy, our peace that is all from you, Lord. Let it be according to your word, Father. I bind and rebuke anything that is not of God in the name of Jesus, by the power of the cross, by the victory of the cross, and according to the lamb that was slain and the lion of Judah who rules, you must flee. Be gone in Jesus' name. We give you praise, glory, and honor, and thank you for that power and authority in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Today, if I could give a title to the lesson that I have, it's called Seasons. And a couple weeks ago, I was in camp, and we heard him preach from one of my favorite stories. I have so many favorite stories in the Bible, so many accounts in the Bible, but it's the Shunammite woman in 2 Kings 4. And the whole verse, the whole chapter you read, it's about people and seasons of their lives. The whole Bible actually is about people in different seasons of their lives. And, you know, we read the stories and we think that, oh, it happened like, you know, I can go through Genesis within, you know, an hour. All that transpired. No, that was like 400 and some years, you know, that went on. Moses was 40 years, if I'm not mistaken, in Pharaoh's home. 40 years in the wilderness. 40 years wandering. 40 years on the mountain, you know, with his father-in-law, and then 40 years in the wilderness. I mean, you know, but we read Moses' stories within, you know, an hour, you know, we can get it all down. But these are people just going through different seasons of their lives, and we are blessed by the Word of God to see into that, to see their imperfections, to see God's strength in their lives. And therefore, we can look at ourselves with better eyes, kinder eyes, the eyes of God, which are merciful eyes, loving eyes. So don't be so hard on yourself when you're going through seasons. But the story, the first one that talks about is the woman with the vessel of oil. And this was a wife of the sons of the prophet unto Elijah. And he had passed, her husband had passed, and the creditors were coming to take her sons. All right, holy men and women of God, you ever had that season in your life? Oh, yeah. No matter how much good you did, it just didn't seem like it was enough. And you still find yourself in a season of need. Well, red flag, I hate to tell you this, but you're going to have a season of need every day if you live long enough. It's always, it'll be good for a while. But I can tell you, things are going to happen. And, of course, my story is on down a little further. And he was reading this, and he had a wonderful analogy to it about doorways, and it was great. It was godly. It spoke to me. It spoke to everybody in the room, I think. But when he read this one passage, the word season stuck in my in my gut. And the Lord has given me the sermon a week or so later, but here it is. And we all know the story of the Shunammite woman. She was considered a great woman. And she was one that constrained Elijah every time he passed through her town to stop and eat. Let me feed the man of God. Let me tend to his needs. She was a great woman. She was married to a good man who obviously supplied and helped her be all that she needed to be and contributed with her as a partner. And that's what you are. And, you know, marriage, it's a partnership. Helped her be that blessing. Together, that family was a blessing. And Elijah looks at her and says, you know, what is it that I can do for you? And she says, well, I live among my own people. I'm pretty good. My needs are met. I'm around people that love me, care for me, watch out for me. I have a loving husband who at my word built a place for you to come and rest, man of God, and we could provide for you. I have what I need. And Gehazi, his servant, says, oh, wait a minute. She didn't want anything. She didn't want him to talk to the king about her. Didn't want to talk to anybody. Didn't want him to pray. Didn't want anything from him. But the servant said, you know, and I'll say this in my words, she doesn't have a son and her husband's very old. Yeah. The story is so great. It is so great. I mean, there's so many things you could preach on and teach on, but I've got to give you what God gave me. And so verse 16, and he called her, the verse 15, he called her and she stood in the doorway. And that's where the pastor took the message from. It's great. If you have the opportunity to hear it, it was Wednesday night service. It will bless your soul. But I want to look at 16. And he said about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace the sun. About this season. She wasn't even there yet. She still had stuff to do. Life to live. People to bless. People to care for. About this season. And it birthed in me the courage and the wisdom to even look the definition of season up. Because, you know, we know what season is. Fall, winter. We know that. Spring, you know. But when I look the definition up, and I want you to listen with your spiritual ears a little bit. Each of the four divisions of the year marked by particular weather patterns and daylight hours, resulting from the earth's changing position with regards to the sun. Ooh. Did you hear anything in your spiritual ear? Let's put that in a spiritual. And I'm not trying to be spooky, but I just got to show you what God told me. It's marked by particular weather patterns. We all have weather patterns. We live in weather patterns, storms, hot weather, cold weather, wet weather. But we live spiritually in weather patterns, don't we? We have the dry season, the wilderness. We have the rainy season. When God's blessings is poured upon us, we have the sunshine. When the sun is shining on us, we have storms that we go through. We have trials and tribulations. So spiritually, you are marked by particular weather patterns. So the season in your life is contributed to that. We are. And it says, and by weather patterns and by daylight hours. Who's the light in your life? Ooh, how much time are you spending with the sun? Oh my gosh, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. We are not to pattern our lives after me, after our pastors, after our deacons, after our whoever, definitely not anything in the world. My dress, my talk, my walk, what I listen to, what I believe should not come from anything outside of the God, Word of God and the revelation of God. Too many times we read a book by as somebody that's, you know, well known. I don't care if they're even pastors. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, not all of them, but the Word of God says, try them. And you should. But if you don't know the Word, you're going to be deceived in a heartbeat, because you're looking at this pastor who's like pastoring millions and he's got this big ministry, and you're going to think that he is telling you the truth. Oh my gosh, get in the Word of God by daylight, your seasons. And then it said, it is the result from the earth's changing position. Do you know that you're constantly changing? We are, as one scripture said, being saved. I am being saved. It means yesterday's idea, when I read the Word, may not be the right idea. The Word tells me otherwise. Have you ever read anything in the Word you thought was gospel because mommy and daddy and grandma and grandpa and everybody taught you that, and you got in the Word for yourself and said, oh my gosh, that's sin? Really? We take such little things and we make them gospel to ourselves and law to ourselves. And then we get in the Word and we're looking. We in the whole wrong zip code on that. Come on. Resulted from your changing position. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Not in what was in Paul or Peter or John or Sonia or Stephen or Timothy. They're good examples. But I'm not supposed to pattern my life after them. I dare to tell you, Paul didn't talk about everything that needed to be talked about. I'm not saying he didn't talk about great things. And he covered what God told him to do. And Timothy covered what God told him to do. And Kenneth does what he's supposed to do. And I do my part. But I can guarantee you I didn't cover it all. That's what the Holy Spirit and you having that relationship with the Son is supposed to be doing. Changing position with regards to the Son. I love it. I taught the last night of vacation Bible school with the kids, and I looked and I taught them that one of the greatest stories was Noah and the ark. That is a promise that I can see every day that it rains. I can see that promise every day. But Noah's the bride. Yeah, the enemy's got his own meaning for that. But God had the original meaning. And at the end of Genesis 8 and 22, God, speaking to Noah, gave this very profound truth to him. And it says, while the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest, and cold and hot, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Seed, and I love Joyce Meyer, she preached it. Seed, time. Some of us are still in time, and some of us have come to harvest. What season are you in? Seed, time. Some of us lose it along the way, don't we? Gosh, patience is a virtue. Man, I'm still working on that one. Time. As long as the earth endures, there'll be seed time and harvest. Cold, heat, summer, winter, day and night will never cease. We call to be farmers. Did you all know that? We are just living the farm life. I grew up on a farm, kind of, sort of. And so I can relate to that. It's a lot of work. 10 years old, I was tilling the land. That tiller about to put me in the ground. I could barely hold that sucker down. It's one of them old-timey tillers. And Daddy's out there going, "Daggone it, she can hold that thing in the lines." And I'm going, "It's probably what's wrong with me." But anyway, oh, God. And I was driving tractors at 10. You know, tilling the land. Driving cars. We drove the farm equipment, you know. It was no big deal to see a 10-year-old behind the wheel where I came from. What you sow makes a difference. What season you're in. We all go through seasons. We have the freedom to sow during those seasons. What seeds are you sowing? Are you sowing righteousness, something that's eternal or temporal. When we go through things, I don't know about you, my first reaction is sometimes to blame it on somebody else. And that man I love, he gets it all. Except when I'm at work. It's his fault. You all need to reference the story of the shotgun a couple Sundays back. But anyways, it says, Hosea 10 and 12, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. You're in a season. You're in a season. What are you doing in your season? Are you planting righteous seeds? Are you breaking up the fallow ground? Boy, I know about breaking up that hard ground with that tiller. It's not fun. And it hurts when you try to hold that tiller. You get some blisters doing it for too long. It's not easy. Heaven forbid you hit a rock. Oh my gosh, that's a whole nother ball game. The blades get bent. You got to go in there and fix those, get rid of that rock. It's a lot of work. A lot of us get lost. We like the seed season. The Word of God plants. We get that Word in us. But it's that tilling up the land and waiting. Waiting, and then planting the seeds. And then waiting for the harvest. Caring for it during that time. There's watering, fertilizing. Heaven forbid you use manure. Whoo! Gosh! I like that newfangled fertilizer. Don't smell like manure. But anyways, some of that mulch still does. So, woo! Yeah, there's that smell. But it tells me that we are going to reap what we sow. Don't be weary when we reap what we sow. Galatians 6, 7, and 9 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for what a man sows, that he also will reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. That's that patience, that's that time thing. But you can reap what you sow, and you will, according to God's word, reap what you sow during your seasons. What are you sowing? Are you speaking life or death? Are you behaving righteously or unrighteously? Sometimes it's a battle every day, isn't it? I like to say every second of the day it's a battle. What do I look like? What do I say? How do I sound? I'm presenting the kingdom to a lost and dying world. It matters. Even though I'm going through a season in my life, it matters. It matters. Paul said that it mattered so much that he told Timothy in 2 Timothy 4 and 2, and this is the NIV version, but let me just tell you, this applies to you as well. It says, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. I don't matter what season you're in, be prepared. Because, baby, you're preaching the word in all seasons. Good, bad, ugly, it don't matter. You're still preaching the word. How do I know that? It says in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, that's what we call the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel. That's what he called us to do. Those are the last things that he told the disciples as he ascended. And that is still true for us today. Go into all the world. Let's go to Ezekiel 3, and this is one of those scriptures that, you know, we all know bits and pieces of, but I just want to remind you of some of your seasons. King James Version says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. Everything has purpose. Every trial you go through, every tribulation, every blessing, everything has purpose. Knowing that it has that purpose should make us go into every season in our life with a different attitude. A time to be born and a time to die. a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to render and a time to sow, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. We all have seasons we're going through, right? Don't be so discouraged. Don't let the emotional bondage of these seasons keep you bound. What are emotional bottles? They're weariness, they're anxiety, it's fear, it's guilt. Guilt even plays a part into it sometimes. Bitterness. Oh, we won't even go there. Bitterness. Unforgiveness. All these emotionals that we, if we get caught up in one season, prevents us from going on to the next. It keeps you stuck in that time of unproductiveness, of waiting. And we're going to wait. You know, that's just scripture. You're just going to wait. It's going to happen. It says, to everything there is a season. To everything there is a season. Why are we going through seasons? It's for us to grow. It's for us to draw near to God. It's for us to strengthen our faith. It's for us to help others. Ain't nothing you're going through going to be wasted. Nothing. Whether you put yourself through it or whether God did, allowed it to happen to you. Jeremiah 29:11, we all know this. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, to give you hope, love, peace, and expect it in. All his plans are good. Romans 8:28, the good God works all things together. That means the good and the bad. For the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. He will take whatever season you're in. If you keep your eyes on him, keep your focus on him, and walk through it as a child of God who knows where her strength or his strength comes from. 1 Thessalonians 5:5, and my time is almost up. I'll give you this scripture. God bless. 1 Thessalonians 5, and sides. I love it. It started out, he says, but the time and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. Read the whole scripture. It's great. The whole chapter. It says, verse 5, you are all the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Do we walk through light and darkness? Night and darkness? We do. We live in a sinful world. That's why people are attracted to you. I preached a sermon several months, about a year or so ago. You're the bug light. You are the bug light. All the bugs out there are attracted to you for a reason. It's the God in you. Or it should be. And then you go on down to verse 8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. You have all you need to make it through. He has equipped you for it. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophecy, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearances of evil. If it even appears evil, walk away. You don't even have to get close. My grandmother used to say this old saying, if you take a stick and stir it, you know what? It's going to get on you. She usually said the word. But anyways, if it appears to be evil, abstain from it. Abstain. Get away. Don't entertain it. Give thanks in all things. Boy, that's so hard. Matthew 10:39, it all boils down to this. Yes, we're going to go through seasons of our lives. Even the unrighteous do. But I have someone that strengthens me. I have a promise that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. That he'll strengthen me and hold me up with his righteous right hand. Thank God, because I've done seen my righteousness. It is nothing. The Bible says it's dirty rags compared to his righteousness. Thank God. I have someone that will not only take that, but he'll help me help others. And as a Christian, that's what I want to do. I want you to be in heaven. I want you to be in heaven. I don't want to see anyone lost. That's the heart of God. Even though they look and act ungodly, and they are because they are who they are. I'm supposed to walk around in love and peace with a word in my mouth that shows them the light. And for some people, you just have to be in the room. But Matthew 10 and 39 says, whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Jesus said that basically, take up your cross, deny self, take up your cross and follow me. Despite the season of your life. And you can read the Bible. Abraham went through seasons. He went, I think, 90 years before, 100 years before the promise even came. Good Lord, we don't even have the promise to live that long anymore, do we? Most of us, our lives are going to catch up with us. Heaven forbid. But anyways, it's walking through seasons of your life. Don't be shocked. It's going to be dry. It's going to be wet. It's going to be hot. It's going to snow one day. Just check your connection. How close are you to the sun? Keep close to the sun. That's where your strength comes from. Father, we thank you and praise you for this word. We thank you that even in seasons, Father, we can act and behave like Christians. We can be the disciples of God because we have the Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit, living within us. And with that, Lord, comes all your strength. By the cross, we have victory over the enemy and even over our flesh, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lion of Judah will bring judgment. And sometimes it's even to ourselves, Father. Thank you that you love us so much that you don't leave us the way we were. Thank you, Father, for the victory over death, hell, and the grave, Father. We have a promise and a hope for a greater tomorrow. And even on this earth, a greater next day. Or even a greater next minute. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you are always with us, always for us. Who can be against us? Thank you for the seasons. For we grow and we prosper. And we get off the milk and we start chewing on the meat. Thank you that that is there freely given to us. Have your way, Father. Bring this word back to remembrance to us. Give us wisdom and understanding. I bind and rebuke any confusion because it is not of you. In Jesus' precious and holy name I pray. Amen.